Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And the Midwest Direct hog markets are called steady to firm on better buying interest for next week. Lighter average weights and producer resistance to the current prices were also contributing to the firmer outlook for cash prices into next week. Terminal markets called steady to 50 cents higher. Top prices expected to range from $47 to $48 on a live basis. Peoria 50 higher at $47. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, negotiated swine purchases were $13,449 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $58.50 to $71, weighted average $67.52. That was a loss of 6 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.75 to $57.23, the weighted average $53.76. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $7,234, the base price range $61 to $76, and the weighted average $71.42. That was a gain of 9 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47 to $57, and the weighted average was $54.32. Well, we'll talk to somebody from Strategic Farm Marketing in just a couple of moments, as well as looking over the overnight trade numbers. But first, let's get an update on the agricultural weather for today. Here's Mike Sola.
Thank you, Jay. Well, first off, talk about the corn and soybean areas, and it's northwestern sections of the belt that is looking for a nice big drink of water, and unfortunately, for that area today, high temperatures will be approaching 100 degrees in the western Dakotas and in the 90s for a good portion of the rest of the belt. And that warm weather will increase the need for rain. The weekend forecast does indicate that they will start to see a chance for some showers and maybe some thunderstorms towards the end of the weekend and into early next week. But the computer models have been a little bit erratic on the distribution of that precipitation, and it does look like conditions in the northwestern Corn Belt will continue to be a little bit too dry, and crop stress is starting to rise while pollination is quickly approaching. Rain next week, again, expected to be erratic and mostly too light to change crop and field conditions. With the weather disturbance expected in the following weekend, too far to the south to benefit the drier regions. The next best chance, or the next best hope for greater rainfall, may not come until the 16th and 17th of July, when the Global Forecast System model produces locally intense rainfall across Iowa and Nebraska. If that event does occur as advertised, which again, there are some serious doubts that that will take place, it would be a perfectly timed rain and would change production potentials across the area. If the rain event turns out to be a bust and the northwestern Corn Belt does not pick up that rain, it may be facing more harsh times. Most models are agreeing to build high pressure over the plains and the western Corn Belt back in by the 18th through the 21st of the month, and any ridging will come with a restricted rainfall and more hot weather, and that would, again, spell bad news for the northwestern portion of the Corn Belt. Eastern sections, after we started picking up the rain a couple weeks ago, things are in pretty good shape, and it does look like we will see scattered showers and thunderstorms in the eastern Corn Belt towards the middle of next week, and then the computer models indicating another chance for rain as we get into the following weekend. So it does look like conditions will continue to be relatively good in the eastern Corn Belt. As far as the delta in the southeast, rain, showers, and thunderstorms brought 60% coverage, anywhere from 2/10 of an inch up to an inch and a half or more in the delta yesterday, and most of the rain confined to the southern half of the region. The area of rain extended from Mississippi to south central Alabama, where 1/4 to 2 inches of rain fell. A few showers brought up to 0.2 inch to North Carolina and Virginia, local amounts up to 0.7 inch there. High temperatures in the 80s and lower 90s, and lows this morning were in the 60s and 70s. Showers and thunderstorms will bring more rain to the delta today into Saturday and to the southeast today through Sunday. Rainfall expected to be greatest from the southern delta through southern Georgia, where 1 to 3 inches of rain is expected. Most of the heavy rain will be in the delta, but over 2 inches of rain may fall in parts of Alabama, Georgia will likely see anywhere from 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches with a few greater amounts. It does look like starting to change the prospects for precipitation in a very parched region of the country in the southeast. And as far as the rain in Texas and Oklahoma, it's starting to shift off to the east, and they do look for at least some drier weather, but an increased chance for showers and thunderstorms over the end of the weekend will spell more trouble for the hard red wheat areas of East Texas and in through Oklahoma. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Well, the overnight trade in Kansas City saw the July wheat contracts opening at 601.5. That was down 2 September. At 595.5, down 3.5. And July wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 592. That was down 1 and up 1.75 on the last trade. September at 601.75, down 2.25 unchanged on the last trade. December at 614. Down 2 on the open and last trade. In the March 08 contract at 617.5 was down 1.5 on the open, down 2.5 on the last trade. July corn opened at 323.25. That was down 3/4, up 3 on the last trade. September at 333 was up 0.5 on the open and 3.25 on the last trade. December 07, 342.25, down 0.25 on the open, up 2.75 on the last trade. The March contract at 358.25, up 1.75, up 4.5 on the last trade. July soybeans, 857.25, up 2.75 on the open, 3 on the last trade. August at 860, unchanged on the open, up 6 on the last trade. And September 07 at 869.5, down 0.25 on the open, up 6.75 on that last trade. November up 5.75 on the last trade. 886.5 was the open, and that was unchanged. And the meal for August at 234.20 was up 10 on the open, up 210 on the last trade. July soybean oil, 36.67, down 1 on the open, up 23 on the last trade. And August oil at 36.91, unchanged, up 17 on the last trade. And joining us now on the telephone to talk about those numbers and give us a call for today, Tom Mann from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Jay.
Well, what'd you see in those numbers?
Well, really, it looks like we're going to have a little higher start today. At any rate, as your weather man was talking about there, or meteorologist, we've got a few dry areas and some significant heat in the west, triple-digit type things. We also have some flooding going on in Texas, et cetera, et cetera. That combined with basically the market being super oversold here over the last 10 days has really got this thing kind of down in an area where it's wanting to retrace. Not only that, but the farmer doesn't want to sell at these levels. So you're starting to see supplies dry up. That doesn't necessarily have anything to do with futures, but you've got basis levels beginning to improve, not only in the interior, but at the Gulf. So, I mean, all in all, it's a positive note, and it looks to me like we've probably seen the worst of it for a while. I would expect us to trade maybe a dime or so higher on corn here in the next next week, and then we'll have to see if we can penetrate some of those resistance areas and get through them based on whether the weather really does what it's supposed to. And I mean, we got some pollination going on in Nebraska right now, triple digits. That's not good. So,
What about specific calls for this morning?
I'm sorry.
Specific calls for this morning.
Okay, yeah, we're looking 2 to 4 higher on corn, probably 4 to 6 on beans, and wheat will probably remain flat unless we get some significant news out of foreign export numbers. We also have an Informa new production number coming out this morning that they're going to be applying the new acreage numbers to. So that'll be interesting to see how that precipitates. And then technically, you know, corn has it just trashed the charts, and they're basically in a bear market now, but I think we've seen one positive short-term indicator and we're probably going to have a short-term rally in corn. Beans are still bullish.
All right, Tom, thanks a lot.
You bet.
It's Tom Mann from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Mike Sola says it's going to remain mostly sunny through the weekend. We'll have highs around 90 degrees today and 91 tomorrow, 94 on Sunday, in and around Champaign-Urbana. Be a slight chance of a few isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon as we look at the two-state forecast. Highs will range from 80 near Lake Michigan to 90 in various central and southern locations. Then tomorrow, sunshine across Illinois and Indiana, and highs ranging from 88 in eastern Indiana to 94 in northwest Illinois. 80 degrees on Friends Plaza right now, coming up on a minute past 9 o'clock. And BBC News is next here on WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. Again, the time, 1 minute past 9 o'clock.